This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tossed Popcorn Mini Pops, where two idiots who don't know anything about movies talk to a special guest about how they feel about movies. I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And I'm Liana Holston, and today we are joined by performer and writer, you know him from the hit NBC show Grand Crew, the gorgeous podcast XOXO Gossip Kings, Comedy Bang Bang, Drunk History, The Doughboys, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he is everywhere. Please welcome to your ears, Carl Tart.
Hi, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Carl, do you watch a lot of movies?
You know what? I don't.
Perfect.
I think movies are long, and I don't like to sit through them. Now, can I watch 9 hours of YouTube videos straight? Yes.
It's very different.
I can do that. Very different. But for some reason, the movies don't really, and there are movies that I like, but for the most part, when people are like, you know, there's those people who are like, well, I had, you know, a couple hours to kill in the city today, so I decided to just go stop at the movies, and I'll find something else to do. I'll go sit at Jack in the Box for 2 hours. I don't like the movies can just be boring to me. I don't get the magic.
Totally
right.
I love that idea too. Of I have a couple hours to kill. I'll just head to the Nickelodeon.
Basically like that. I'm like, what? And then like, what if it's something that you don't want to see? What, like, I don't want to see nothing. I don't. Mm-hmm. Now, there's never really been movies that I'm like, man, I cannot wait to see that. Like, it just doesn't happen that way. I wish it would. I wish I was excited about movies as my friends are. Now, when I go to the movies, it's usually like a group setting. Mm-hmm. And I usually end up enjoying myself. I'm not that much of a pooper. But
the candy?
Yeah, I'll snack it up. I'll go crazy with the snacks.
Yeah.
Carl, do you remember the last movie you saw in theaters?
Yeah, I just saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. I just saw that. I went as a group. I probably would not have gone if it wasn't for a group outing. My good buddy Peter Benefaz is in the film.
Oh, so my God, amazing.
We went to go and watch his performance.
Oh.
And that movie was very good.
People are saying that.
Yeah, it was very. Now let me tell you from the perspective of a person who is iffy on movies. It was visually very cool. The story was very fun. You liked the characters. the movie could have been 45 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
But I have no complaints outside of that.
This is a great, actually, segue into one of our other questions, which is about classic movies. Because that's about how we felt, except for minus more of the good things that you said about, like, The Godfather, for example.
Okay.
Could have been 45 minutes to 3 hours shorter than it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're usually a little bit, they kind of are pretty liberal with your time, you know? So where do you fall on the classics? Have you seen a lot of the films that you'd think, you know, people talk about as if it's something you must have seen?
No, I haven't seen a lot of those. I watched Scarface over the pandemic because some buddies of mine said, you have to see Scarface. You have to watch Scarface. Oh, my God. You
simply must. His face is so scarred.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. Yeah, that was all right. Like, that movie had a lot of elements that I do enjoy. So if I'm going to watch a movie, let's just break this down because I feel like I'm coming in hot on the anti-movie train. But let me tell you what I do like about movies.
Okay.
I like a period piece, but it's got to be a period that I like.
Oh, okay.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like The Other Boleyn Girl. I don't want to watch that.
All right. Okay. Okay. Tudor England is ruled out. Great.
Yeah. 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 That type of stuff. Get it out of here. I don't care about that time. I don't care. I like the 70s. I like the 80s. So movies that are like that. I dig. So Scarface was a fun experience because I've seen a lot of like I watched this documentary called Cocaine Cowboys. That was really interesting to me. So Scarface, the fact that it took place during the time that that stuff was actually going on was pretty cool. But, you know, there are parts of it where I'm like, oh, can we move along? But for the most part, I did enjoy it. But other than that, like the classics that everybody says you should watch, no. As far as like watching The Godfather and I don't know, what are the other ones? Out of Africa? I don't know.
Casablanca.
I watched Gone with the Wind.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
really? Who needs that?
Mm-mm. We had the same question.
One of the longest on the list.
Oh, I get its place. I get its place in history. But who needs it today? None of us.
No, exactly.
You know what another one is that they always talk about?
Hmm.
D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation.
We chose the 10th anniversary list because the original list had that movie and then they took it off for the 10th anniversary.
Every time they are fawning over that movie, I go, what? First of all, it's terrible just movie-wise.
Yeah.
Like, forget the subject matter. I understand its place in history. Documentaries. Love them. Mm-hmm. But the film itself, I'm like, you guys don't want to watch this. None of you were born in a time where this was entertainment. They look terrible. There's no sound. You can't tell. Of course, they sound terrible because there's no sound. And the subject matter.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So y'all don't like movies either?
No.
Okay.
Here's the
We don't really
big secret
care about them. We started the podcast because we both work in LA, and people keep saying like, "Oh, you haven't seen that? It's a classic." So we're like, "All right, fine. We will watch all of these," and it has been a slog.
Yeah, I tried to do the same thing because you know people will shame you about these damn movies.
They will.
And I go, "Why don't you get over yourself?"
Here's a thought.
Maybe go read a book.
Go spend some time sitting in a Jack in the Box parking lot.
Yeah,
please.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people to watch.
Get real experience.
I think everybody could benefit in the film industry from spending time at a Jack in the Box for 2 hours rather than
100%.
Going.
100%. I will be nothing without it.
It's who I am today.
And also, like, if I am going to sit through a long movie, it's probably going to be a biopic. I really enjoy those.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite biopics?
A Coal Miner's Daughter. The Loretta Lynn story. I like that one a lot. Ray. It was really dope. I enjoyed Get On Up. A lot of people didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
But I liked it. Yeah. I think I just like that style of movie. Yeah, I like, you know, Walk the Line. And I also like the fake one, Walk Hard. I think that's one of the best comedies of all time.
Yeah. I just saw that for the first time last week. Oh my God.
It's so funny. It's so funny. And that's another thing that I don't like about the movie industry is comedies don't get the respect they deserve.
Yeah,
that's true.
That movie, Walk Hard, is extremely funny. And it should have gotten, it was written very well. It should have gotten some type of award. Melissa McCarthy should have won the War for Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Anybody can't just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Carl, a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Related. What is a movie from any time about which you did not get the hype? So people might have been real into it, and you were like, what?
Black Swan.
Yeah.
That was hyped up.
People were like, the artistry. I almost got into a fight with this dude. Because we went to go see it, and he was fawning over it. He couldn't stop talking about it. I'm like, man, get over it, man. Get over it. Like, stop. And he was such like a, like, I know, you know, one of these, a person who thinks movies, like, you know, like,
film bro.
This dude literally, like, we were in the movie theater and a guy, like, kind of opened up his jacket and started texting, like, four rows away.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was disturbed by this because the theater was not packed. This guy, and mind you, this dude is like, and I don't mean the height shame, but this dude's like 5'4". And he gets up and he goes over and he tells this dude to get off his phone and enjoy the movie. People shouldn't be texting. It's disrespectful to the filmmakers. And it's, I said, man, if that dude beats your ass, I'm going to let him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not going to protect
warranted.
You.
Yeah.
Sit your ass down and watch the movie. That's not bothering nobody. Get out of that man's business.
Was this a friend of yours that you were seeing it with?
Yeah, friend is a strong statement. I had known him through an actual friend. Okay. And he was around and we were all kind of kicking it. And he just had his stick up his ass, like he was an editor at the time. And we were all performers. And his real thing was like, the movie does not work without editors. I go, okay, yeah.
Well, true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, make a film without actors. Go make Gumby if that's the case you want. He was just like real pretentious about everything. He was a real big know-it-all. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he said it. This is really funny. We were all sitting in the room talking about the movie and they were fawning over and I was like, I just didn't like it. I didn't think it was that, like, all the shot where they're going in a circle and she's dancing. You can't see the camera, but they're in a room full of mirrors. I'm like, okay, yeah. He goes, man, you just don't have any culture. I said, what?
Whoa.
And my other friend goes, oh. And then I said, what'd you say? Say it again. And he was like, you just don't have any culture. And I go, how's this for culture for you? I'll pick you up and throw you out this window. You are a tiny, tiny boy.
So did now you do it?
I didn't do it.
He hasn't been
seen
since. I
had too much to lose.
Yeah.
It was so pretentious and so like I just can't stand that. I do not like pretension. Mm-hmm. Like when it's like, okay, man, like we can enjoy stuff. There's stuff out there that I love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, like I knew I was like, you don't get what you like about this. You're riding the hype train. And this is before we are now in the era of the real hype trains. Because everybody has to have a take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
everybody has to say something about it. So, for example, the movie that we all just enjoy, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, could have been shorter, but other than that, nothing wrong with it. There were some things I didn't get, but, sure. You know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
People with their takes on this film, I cried from minute one to the credits.
That's not even an enjoyable experience. Yeah, who wants to be crying for 2 hours? Like, yeah.
I could not stop crying. They had to call the ambulance. I was crying.
I was dehydrated medically.
I was dehydrated. I had no water in my... I was... My face after was full of white salt lines. I cried. I said, okay.
The LA skincare routine, cry through a film. Yeah.
As soon as I walked into the Grove, I stopped at Maggiano's and I started to cry in my pesto.
What was it? Do you remember like specifics about Black Swan that you were like, why?
When she started growing feathers.
Okay, yeah.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now, with everything that I'm saying, though, I did read y'all's email.
Uh-huh.
And Sienna, I believe you don't like a movie that I just watched on a plane.
Ooh.
That I really enjoy.
Oh, my gosh. Is this Boyhood?
Yeah. I enjoyed that film.
Well, it's almost a documentary.
I cried the whole plane.
That's because you were on a plane. That's different.
From takeoff to touchdown. As soon as the pilot said V1, rotate, the tears started flowing. I cried at the gate. I cried when...
All the way through the terminal.
I was leaving. I was leaving Canada.
I cried on the way through the LA exit. Yeah.
I was leaving Canada and I was giving my passport and COVID test to the lady.
Yeah.
And I was bawling my eyes out.
Oh, I mean, in fairness, a lot of Americans cry when they have to leave Canada and come back to the States.
Nah, I was happy to come back to the States. I'm a red-blooded American.
Most people like fast food, Leon.
I'm sorry. I know. You're right. I forget. The drive-thru culture, I forgot to.
So well. That movie is so long. Boyhood.
I enjoyed it. And you know what? I maybe it's because I experienced boyhood. I too experienced boyhood.
Oh, yeah.
And the I think it was relatable. And you know, me and that kid ain't got nothing in common. Like we would not have been friends in school. But and even if we were, it'd probably be just because we like had a class together and, you know, we're goofy or something. Mm-hmm. But the way he approached when he grew up and the way he lived his life, I didn't do that. He was very anti everything. I was like, everything's great.
Bro.
I play football. Yeah. But there was still a shared experience. That was
interesting.
Like, and also what I liked about it was nothing, like there was bad things that happened, but nothing crazy. Like I was always like afraid around every corner. Like, his mom gonna die? Is his dad gonna die? Oh, yeah. when she was with the abusive dude, I was like, he gonna kill her, ain't he? I wasn't that. You know? And then like it didn't happen. Like they got out of the situation, they made it work. And that just reminded me of my childhood. Like, me and my mom, my mom's a single mom. It was me and my brother, and you know, me and my dad had a relationship, but he wasn't in the household. And it was just like watching this kid grow up from that young age to going off to college. And then when he got to college and meeting these new friends, and I did that same thing. I got to college and I was a basketball player, and I met new friends like day one that I'm still friends with today. And it's like,
you cried through all 4 years of college.
Cried from admissions to graduation, late graduation, 5 years, as an engineering major. I didn't graduate from college. Come on.
The whole time.
I was always crying.
Yeah.
That's a great example of how movies, they mean something to different people. That is what art is, because that's beautiful. And I feel like a real, you know, D-hole.
No, gosh. You don't have to, though. You don't have to.
What a term.
Did you not take any adolescence, like, did it not make you reminisce of adolescence?
I saw it as
maybe you're much closer than I am. I don't know how old you are, but I'm 33, so that's been a long time for me.
Mm.
And so, I saw it whenever it came out. It was like probably 10 years ago or something.
There's no way to know.
I saw it when I was in high school. I saw it in an indie movie theater.
Oh, God.
It was so long, I got a migraine by the end. Mm-hmm. Guys on dates have brought it up to me several times, and it made me like, oh, so good.
Mm.
I'm like, that was BS. And I thought that he grew up to be a very bad actor, and I was like, that's unfortunate.
And you know what's crazy? I thought he was real. The sister, I was like, girl. She was supposed to be like this bad. When she was a kid, she was like singing the Oops, I Did It Again song. And I was like, oh, she's going to be great when she grows up. She's got the bug.
Yeah.
And then
she's got it.
Every scene, I was like, wow.
Oh, no.
He wasn't great, but I believed him. Just maybe because I knew kids like him, like growing up here in LA. Like, and we were only like 4 years apart. I'm assuming he probably would have been a freshman when I was a senior in high school or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
so he would have looked
watching
up to
an actual kid, watching these kids grow up and seeing these people change over like 12 years was crazy. Like it was like a documentary. You're right. Like it was like a documentary. And I think that's why I enjoyed it the most, because it felt so real. It felt like they just went through this boy's life. Like it was dope. It was crazy.
He's crying.
Uh oh. Carl Dart cried from the start of the podcast.
Please upload my audio.
Carl, a very important movie question for you.
Yes, please.
Fuck, marry, kill. Citizen Kane, The Godfather, Casablanca.
Oh, come on.
Are you familiar with these films?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go ahead and marry The Godfather because it's the most modern out of those.
Second one is a period piece. Oh, it is a period piece. The whole thing.
I want to fuck Casablanca. I never seen Citizen Kane, so I got to kill it.
Yeah. That is correct. Both of those are the correct things to do. Don't watch it and do kill it.
What was it about?
This is a good question.
Newspaper guy, big, newspaper,
big newspaper boy.
Mogul. He has
very
a big
mean
house.
To his wife.
Mm-hmm.
What's the house it's based on?
Xanadu. Oh.
But there's an actual one. Oh.
The Hearst, William Randolph Hearst's, like, castle.
Oh, Hearst Castle?
Somewhere in Cali. Yes. Oh, that one, yeah.
Up in Paso Robles area, San Luis Obispo? Somewhere.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's based on William Randolph Hearst.
Okay. So. See, now I might have to.
Oh, no.
I might have to fuck that one. Casablanca.
Oh, William Randolph Hearst, you say? Yes.
At least it's like kind of real. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Something that
it
I would
is.
Like. Yeah. So, yeah. I might have to switch. I might have to switch those. Yeah. Casablanca. No thanks.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. And I was just like, whoa. It's just, yeah, it's a classic. I give you that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic.
That's true.
It's a classic.
I felt the same way when I watched it. I took myself to a movie theater alone to watch it because it was one of those. I was like, well, everybody told me I should see it. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I felt that same way.
You could have watched that at home.
Here's why I went to a theater is because it was the middle of summer and I was living in an unair-conditioned dorm at the time. So I went to a movie theater to just sit somewhere cool for 2 hours. But then it turned out to be this like old Art Deco theater that was not air conditioned. So the whole thing was a mistake. This is when I got a chocolate bar as my movie snack. Thinking,
right.
I don't know what was, I just made melted. Every incorrect choice that day. Yeah.
Fingers were destroyed.
Absolutely destroyed.
But you were alone in the theater, so you could be like,
I could, but I was so not enjoying the film that I didn't feel inspired to put my fingers in
you
my
just
mouth.
Let
you
it,
know,
you let it sort of.
Yeah,
I was this like, movie is this not. Maybe one of my fingers in my mouth.
That's how you know that a film is really hitting the right the right chord.
Hey, how did you enjoy the film?
My hand is, my fist is fully
fang.
In my mouth.
I was sucking fang. I.
Yeah. I definitely put my fist in my mouth during 1917. I mean, that was a perfect film.
You were up
you like
to your wrists.
Both hands in fists. Yeah. Well, Carl, if you were to make your own, like, Carl's 100 greatest movies list, what is one film that you would put on there? Like, to you, that film is perfect.
Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story.
Yeah.
Boyhood.
Ouch.
And I would talk to Sienna about it constantly. Hey, Sienna, you want to grab dinner?
No, please.
She cried for the whole meal.
Yeah. We went to the Wood Ranch at the Grove.
Oh, I would love that. I would love if I was at the Grove and I walked past the two of you talking about Boyhood.
Is that why you really don't like it? Because, like you said, dudes on dates talked about it?
Carl, you can't understand that this is a big part of like why this podcast is necessary. And I will tell guys that I do this podcast and they will still try to explain a movie to me. And
that is true.
I don't know how else to make them stop. I want to do it. I don't know if I have a face that makes them want to just tell me about a movie that I've maybe already seen. Mm-hmm. And I just can't explain. You might relate to this about having, you know, I just don't want to watch that. Like I don't want to know more. I don't want to know about that movie.
I don't understand. You know, I'm not like those guys, but if I were,
if I ever was,
everyone also let's split the bill. Yeah, I went on a Hinge date right after we had done an episode on Vertigo, and the guy was like, "Yeah, one of my favorite movies is actually Vertigo. Have you heard of it?" And I was like, "Oh, the film where a guy is dizzy and two women die because of it. Yeah, yeah, I heard about that film."
That sounds.
And he was like, "It was really nice meeting you." I was like, "Okay."
I only know about that movie because I used to do the. My mom was a studio tour guide at Universal when I was growing up.
Oh, cool!
And I would you would do like the backstage, like the sound stage thing, and you would like be on the top of the hand, and then you like fall backwards. And it shows you how they shot that statue of liberty.
That is cool. So, I applied for the job as a tour guide at Universal, and they said no.
Ain't that crazy? Look at
it's okay.
Look at us
I
now.
Think I. I sort of blew it. They were like, yeah, look at us now.
You have our podcast at 9:46 a.m.
You have guests on a 9 a.m. podcast.
Come on.
Everyone's dream in Hollywood.
Yeah.
One day, I'll be a little
love
bit sleepy.
Love to do a pod that as soon as it's over, you take off this hat and go dive back in bed.
Oh, I love that. Well, shall we wrap up?
I guess so.
Oh, I know. Carl, we end our normal episodes by saying thank you, we love you, bye. But on our miniature popcorns, we ask our guests to choose a word that they feel sums up the vibe of today's chat. And we will say thank you, we love you, and then that word.
Okay.
So take your time. Think about a word. In the meantime, Carl, is there anything you would like to plug?
You know, you can listen to a podcast I have where I've chosen to watch 270 hours of a television show called XOXO Gossip King.
Yeah.
It's hosted by me and my good buddy Lamar Woods, where he has already seen the show and I am watching it for the first time. And we talk about it on the radio. And you can play it through your radio. It's not a radio show, but it's a podcast. And it's pretty fun. And we have a good time doing it. We have a great time talking about it. I'm actually enjoying the show. I hope that continues.
Yeah.
Because this is a hard thing. I took on a commitment. And
yes, that is many hours.
I chose to marry Gossip Girl. And I hope that the marriage lasts. Because we got a lot more hours where that came from. Yeah, I'm enjoying it though. So you can listen to that. You can find that wherever you get your podcast. Same place you probably get this one.
Mm-hmm.
And watch Grand Crew on Peacock or Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh, all the episodes so that you can good. Binge the whole thing.
Perfect.
And watch Boyhood.
I would like to plug Boyhood, if I may.
I would like to unplug Boyhood. Unplugged.
We got this full spectrum of opinions on Boyhood. We got someone who likes it, someone who did not like it, and me, who is very loosely aware of it.
That's our next podcast.
Our next podcast is Boyhood.
Carl tries to tell me about it. I already know about it.
And I'm walking past saying, hey.
I don't want to mansplain. That's not what I want to do. I just want you to understand that this is what the
you
film was about.
You just want to boysplain.
You have to understand.
It's different.
I want to boysplain. You have to understand. I don't want to talk. I know you. Listen, I'm a feminist. I just want you to know that this is why the movie's important, Sienna. I feel like you're missing a certain part of it. I'm getting angry. I feel like you're missing a certain part of it.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm just going to finish my mashed potatoes. Fun note. When we were at Wood Ranch, mm-hmm. about to go to, and I'm going to say this because that location is closing, and I don't care. we were waiting on the film. After we had finished most of our food, and we were like, we got to get out of here. The movie's going to start soon. A big-ass rat ran through the restaurant.
No.
Not a mouse.
No.
A rat.
Visibly not a mouse.
And I looked down and said, oh my God. And I'm like, what? And I said, y'all gonna think I'm joking. I'm not joking. I'm not playing around. A rat just ran right past me and it ran up the wall and then it came back down and ran across the other side of the restaurant.
Oh my God.
And so we got the server to come back and I said, my man. And he had been trying to do bits with us all night. I feel like he knew who we were, but didn't want to say. Because he was really trying to get his yucks off. Like, he was really in his bag. And I was like, now's not the time, sir.
You must exit the bag.
Now
there
is not
a
the
rat.
Time. There was a rat
no
in this
yucks.
Restaurant. No more yucks from you, sir.
There's a yuck on the wall.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. I still can't stop thinking about it. That's going to be stuck with me. I'm going to tell my grandkids that story.
Yeah, you should.
Really
after I get through telling the little girls, my granddaughters,
about Boyhood,
I'm going to, because the grandsons will know. They get it.
They will know.
Right.
They
understand.
They'll be living it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're born knowing.
Yeah.
Boysplaining is so, it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's like a little Happy Meal version. I'm just going to boysplain it.
It's not bad. I just need to.
I do have to. Are you the only one who saw the rat?
I was the only one who saw the rat. Yeah,
and, that's a lot of I was knowledge so to sort of hold.
Yeah, I had. I was like, there was a rat. I was like, I'm not joking around, y'all. There was a rat. This is not a bit. This is not a bit. Because we have to say that.
Like, yeah, you do.
Because they'll be like, Carl, shut up. You're doing a bit.
Like, occupational hazard.
A bit. Yeah. Not a bit.
I swear.
There's a rat.
It's
a
also
rat.
Crazy that it did like, a whole sort of routine in the restaurant. Like it ran up the wall and then back down and then
it
went
came
elsewhere.
Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da. No. Wa-da-da-da-da. And ran off. I said, ah! I had the fish. I was so mad. Our food was done. Our food was finished.
That's the worst time to see a rat.
I was disgusted.
Oh, no.
A whole ass rat. Oh, my God. long ass tail, disgusting. But we
all
were.
Do you think maybe it was like a Ratatouille situation?
Yeah, gross. I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Anti-Ratatouille.
100%. 100% anti-Ratatouille.
Well, place anybody. I don't want to victim blame. But did you tell them that when you walked to the restaurant that you are anti-Ratatouille situation?
You're right.
Because any restaurant might prepare your meal via rat.
I should have said
if you
that.
Don't specify.
I should have said that. I have to take accountability that I did not ask for. That I did not say I did not want my food rat prepared. And I should have said something.
Just kind of.
And when he ran up the wall next to us, he was saying, like, how'd you enjoy the meal?
Bonsoir. I hear you're about to watch Boyhood.
Yeah. I hear you guys are going to watch Boyhood Everywhere All at Once. Every boy, everywhere. All at boys.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. We've tied it all up beautifully. Well, Carl, is there a word that you would like us to end with today?
Emotion.
Yes. Oh, Sienna, you want to take us out?
Yes. Okay, everybody. This has been this mini pop of Tossed Popcorn.
This has been this.
Thank you so much to Carl Tart for joining us for this. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you. We love you. Emotion.
You can find us on Instagram as @SiennaJekyll and @LianaHolston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.